Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, we are also on TV on our YouTube channel, The Lizzie T Show. Wow, do I have a show for you today. This show has been on the works, I would say, about 6 months now, maybe a little longer, maybe a little short. This lady, I've been following her for a while now. I think I got to know her via one of the mentors that are there. I can't remember exactly who it was, but I stumbled upon her life, and I was just, I have to tell you, mesmerized, and I look up to this gorgeous lady, and I had to have her on the show because there's so much knowledge, so much expertise. She's been 20 years in business, but really, I don't know how, because she looks 20 herself, and my goodness, I will bring her on, not to worry, just in a couple of more seconds. If you are interested in calling us in, please remember, I love, love, love interaction. Our number to call us in is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Take advantage, because this lady takes calls by the minute, charges by the minute or the second, and you have her here. This is a tiny little freebie. You're able to ask questions. You are able to interact. Or if you feel shy, which is okay, our social media is open. Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio. We are also on Twitter and obviously Instagram as well. So follow us there. I need to break a couple of minutes and take a couple of minutes of your precious time that I always do to thank you guys. This has been such a ride. We've been on the air and also on TV for the last, radio has been 3 year, TV for the last year. It's been a huge success. Again, I've mentioned this on other shows. I've been nominated for Woman of Influence here in Canada, and this has been such an honor. There's a huge gala on November the 16th. I am getting ready. My dress is almost done. And it's a gala that our women from all over Canada are being invited to participate. I am not sure if I'm going to be one of the winners, but it really doesn't matter. Just the fact that I've been nominated, is to me, is a privilege, it's an honor, and it's a huge surprise. So I can't wait to show you some live streams, some pictures of the event. Amazing women from all over Canada are going to be the Royal York Hotel, one of my favorite places in the whole world. And my goodness, I can't wait. It's so exciting. And thank you again. I've been nominated many times for other awards, and it's always a thrill. Enough about me. Also, I want to thank everyone who is watching or listening to our show. We have over 48 countries commenting and listening and interacting and continue to do so. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Without your support, without your contribution, definitely this show, it cannot be possible. We have sometimes I do my own emails. I have help from my VA once in a while. She works with me on a part-time basis. I have my husband doing the sound. This is a family business, if you haven't noticed. I have some of my kids actually listen to some of the MP3s. So thank you, everyone. I need to applaud you again for your support and for all your contribution. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, the email is radio@lizt.ca. radio@lizt.ca. Again, if you would like to call us in today, we are live. It's November the 2nd. The number again is 347-996-3926. This morning, I was at, some of you know, I do Toastmasters. I started doing this, I think, before my radio show. I'm not 100% sure, 3 or 4 years ago. Long story short, I've volunteered to be part of the youth leadership. And I have to tell you, here at the city of Mississauga, we were there at 7:30 in the morning sharp, and all of the students were there to learn how to public speak. Those are kids, grades 6, 7, and 8, everyone. And I have to tell you, what an impressive, impressive group. Kids so young to be there, they want to be able to be heard, and they're learning all the skills that are needed in order to be great public speaker. And I have to say, the evaluations and the speeches, they're very, very amazing. And the subjects were just out of this world. They were talking about in the environment, they were talking about social media, they were talking about endangered species. My goodness. So thank you so much to Tompkin Middle School for having me there to be able to run this workshop. And thank you for all these students, that all of them, no one missed the day, and they were able to do their speeches today. Last but not least, I want to thank my Muay Thai instructor. I have a thumb that is almost, I don't know if it's broken, but that was a great workout today. And I love Muay Thai, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, but it is an awesome workout. It's an awesome stress reliever. And to some of you who don't know what Muay Thai is, a combination of karate and kickboxing and jiu-jitsu. It's a martial art from Thailand, and it's actually taken over. I think you've seen some of the games, rather the fights that are on TV. There's kind of like jiu-jitsu. Anyhow, I think I'm going to be running out of time, and I know my amazing guest is waiting patiently. I can't wait to speak to her. I'm so, so excited. Again, everyone, take advantage. The number to call us in is 347-996-3926. Before I forget, this show is being brought to you by naturenova.ca. I will be playing the commercial throughout the interview, and this is a radio show, so we will be playing music the interview as well. We have quite a bit of selection. Ashley D. Jays with the song Dare You, Ty Waters with the song Only Human, and Dorian with the song She Loves Me. Thank you very much for submitting your MP3, everyone. We've been getting quite a bit of submission. There's a fire somewhere. I hope it's not around here. Our MP3 is packed. Our inbox is packed. One thing I would stress again and again, this show is a family show. It's peer oriented. And I want to make sure that all of the songs are PR. I don't know how else to put it. Anyhow. To wrap up and move on. Today, as you all know, and as is being advertised on social media, I have amazing, gorgeous, beautiful new mom. I don't know how she looks this amazing being a new mom. I'm still trying to shed my 10 pounds from my last baby 10 years ago. She is the CEO and founder of Inspired Living. Carrie Murphy is committed to empowering people all over the world. Love one of her taglines. Dream it. This inspiration, international speaker, media expert, and business mentor owned her expertise in the entrepreneurial field over 20 years. Didn't I say, how can she be in business for over 20 years? She looks 20. Helping others to create a success at her business they love. A veteran of television and appearances on MTV, that's where I remember seeing her, E, Fox, NBC, just to name a few. Carrie Murphy brings a hard work and entrepreneurial knowledge to her clients through public speaking, mentoring, and her Inspired, which I love, Living TV website series. I think I've watched almost all of them, Carrie, helping them to bridge the gap between having a dream and making it a reality. And this is, isn't this all our case? We have a dream. We want to do something special. But what does it take to make it a reality? Well, I'm not the Ethel. Welcome her with a wonderful round of applause. Carrie, beautiful. Welcome.
Hi,
to
Lily.
The Lizzie
Thank you so much. I need to get that applause. I need to, you know, sometimes during the day, I think we all just need to hear that round of applause. So,
well,
that, we should get
you
that
deserve
for
a second one. My goodness.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You are such an inspiration to all of us. You have done so much in your life. You have accomplished so much. And one of the things when I was reading your other biography is that you basically quit or closed your business and decided to start all over again. What happened? What made you give back? Because this is what you're doing right now. You're giving back to all of us. You're inspiring all of us. What gave you this inspiration to start again?
You know, Lizzie, I wish I could say it was something that I woke up one day and decided, but I think that sometimes when, you know, we all hear, you know, when a door shuts, a window opens, and that the agency that I owned up in Portland, Oregon, I loved it. I never saw myself doing anything different. And I was a young, bright, shiny-eyed entrepreneur who had a successful business that wasn't ready for the recession, the growth. And it was the most difficult thing to do to shut that down and move into this phase I'm in now. But I am telling you what, for every hardship that we encounter, for every time we wake up and say, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Why is this happening? I believe, because I've been through so much in my life, that everything transpires for our best and greatest good, everything. And when we can realize that, even in the middle of the forest, even when we're down in the mud, we not only live an inspired life, but we truly can manifest and create what it is that I believe we're each here on this earth to do. So, you know, I lost it. I don't want to say I lost everything, because I actually have everything I ever needed. But my identity, you know, my ego, my home, you know, and I started over in 2009, and it has brought me to a place today where, you know, honestly, most days I kind of have to pinch myself. You know, I have a home, you know, 2 blocks from the ocean. I love my work, my clients, my daughter. So sometimes, you know what, we can't even begin to truly understand the divine nature, you know, that is planned for our lives. But that's, I feel like, what Inspired Living is really about. Yes, we help entrepreneurs build influential brands, but it really comes down to believing in yourself, believing in your gifts, and believing in what's possible for you to create.
And I noticed that you do that so well, Carrie, and people look up to you in such an amazing way. And it was so great what happened to you, because here you are starting not bigger, but even better. I mean, bigger is not the word that I want to use, because people are always think financially bigger. You are a better person for what happened. You are, you have grown up so much. You have developed yourself so much in a way that you can help us. And you can coach us. So what got you interested or into the TV world, into the entertainment industry? Because that wasn't really your first choice when it came to, you know, coming out of college or university. That wasn't what you had planned out. How did you fell into the industry?
Well, you know, honestly, it was actually something that I had always wanted to do since I was a little girl. I grew up with a grandmother who looked like Marilyn Monroe. She was absolutely gorgeous. She was a professional singer and a model, and my uncle was a professional musician. And I feel like some of us, you know, we just have that DNA. We have that entertainment gene. And so it was one of those things that I always, always wanted to pursue. But like so many of us, we have this dream, or we have this affinity towards something, or something that we really want to pursue. But you know what? Self-doubt comes in, timing comes in. You know, what about this? What about that? So even though, yes, I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I really appreciate the compliment. Love you for that. It was something that I always did on the side. I never pursued it full time. And it wasn't until, like, I kind of was stripped of everything and I said, all right, what am I really good at? What is natural for me? And I moved out to LA, signed with one of the top agencies, started working on E! And TV Guide, and had an epiphany one day out of waiting in an audition room for 3 hours. And I literally said, screw this. I am not going to waste one more day waiting for someone to tell me what I want to do with my life, to tell me that I'm good enough, to tell me that this is what I'm supposed to do. And so that's where really Inspired Living TV was born. Kevin Sorbo was my first interview. He was a fan of the Golf Channel, and he was a big golfer. So I hosted a show on there. And so I asked him, hey, Kevin, you know, can I interview you? And Lizzie, I mean, I could talk about this forever because it's such a great example of when we stop waiting for someone to tell us that we're good enough to do what we know we're here on this earth to do. You know, God will open the windows for you. He will open the doors. He will create a path. But if we can't believe in it, if we keep waiting for the perfect time, the perfect body, the perfect situation, the perfect relationship, you know what? We're going to be 90 and say, what the heck happened? You know, where did my life go?
There is no perfect. That I just came to the conclusion that there is no such
thing. There's no such thing.
I love it.
And no one wants perfect. You know what? Yeah. I mean, when I work with entrepreneurs teaching them how to be on camera, that is the biggest thing I work with them on, is getting them over their need to be perfect. And I tell people, you know, you will be so much more relatable and you will reach so many more people when you really learn how to show up as you. So I love that, Lizzie. You're right. There's no such thing as perfect. And the more we strive for it, the more poisonous it is to our lives.
Love that. The more poisonous it is. I have actually never heard that. More poisonous it is going to come to our life. Phenomenal. Love it. Love it. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show, everyone. This is such a great opportunity for you to call in. I am actually a bit disappointed because by now I should have at least two calls waiting. The number to call us in is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. And it's the Lizzie T Radio Show. If you would like also to perhaps comment on our social media, Facebook.com/Lizzie T Radio. Please, you are welcome to do so. And Carrie also has her social media, which is very, very active. Obviously, I mean, she has to. She is in this world of social media and coaching people. And one of the things that I love about you, Carrie, is that you are you have such an easy way with people. When was it that you decided to become this amazing coach? Because you could have kept all this for yourself. And that's one of the things about true entrepreneurs, that they have so much, they accomplish so much, they do so much that they want to share. A true entrepreneur, somebody who loves to give. People that are not like that, they're kind of selfish. I want it all for me and I don't want to share with anybody. But that's not you. When did you decide, you realize that you had a gift for coaching people?
Oh, that's such a good question. I will say that I, you know, being a middle child and someone who's kind of the peacekeeper and the motivator in my family, I feel like it has been a natural trait for me to step into. I mean, I was, you know, coaching cheerleaders. I was, you know, captain of the cheerleading squad. I was, you know, president of local clubs and organizations. I coached our Miss America and worked in the Miss Oregon scholarship program. So I feel like I'm just saying all that because looking back now and thinking of it, it wasn't like a decision. It's just who I am. I truly love seeing what people are capable of, including myself. And I remember I was speaking internationally as a personal development coach and trainer, and people would come up to me and say, hey, Carrie, do you coach? And I'm also someone who says yes. When an opportunity comes up, I say yes. It's probably what has been one of the things that has allowed me to become so successful, and some of the things that actually one of the reasons why too I've had some failures.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't change a thing. I continue to say yes all the time and learn as we go. So, you know, to answer your question, I don't think it was one day I decided. It's just who I am, and I truly love inspiring people and helping them step into, you know, what they really want to do and help them really see what they're capable of. Because sadly enough, most people never really realize, you know, that true potential, as cliche as that sounds, but it's so true.
It's so sad, too, that you see people that they have so much capability to do so much more with their life, and they're sitting on basically on the fence because they're too afraid, exactly where you were talking about earlier, they're too afraid, it's not the perfect time, what people will think about me and all that good stuff. And it is not good to them, really, because they're doing a self-service to the world. They could be another Carrie. They can never be another Carrie Murphy in the world, but it could be somebody that could, you know, write that book that we need to read, or write that song that we need to listen, and so forth. Now, your business is such an amazing business. You have your TV, which I watch almost all of the episodes. Love it. And you also have your coaching business. So can you tell us a little bit, for people that are listening to us all over the world, this is something that you do for clients within California or all over the world. Thanks to the internet, right? We are able to connect with people all over the world. How is your coaching business for people that are listening to us right now and perhaps are thinking, love to coach with her? How does it work?
Well, I have people who fly in all over the world to work with me in my two-day on-camera training. So one of the things that we really specialize in right now, Lizzie, is really teaching entrepreneurs how to become global influencers, how to really position themselves to be the go-to expert in their industry. And it's not because of ego that they want this positioning. It's because their passion to influence. It's because they want to be a change maker. They want to be a global influencer. They really want to contribute, you know, to the world in a big way. And we can't do that and be silent. It's impossible. You really have to understand your message, your platform, how to build it. And I love teaching entrepreneurs how to do that. So that is what we do through Inspired Living. We've gotten much more niche with, you know, kind of the results that we give our entrepreneurs. But we are launching a membership site for people who can't fly in and work with me one-on-one in the two-day, or, you know, aren't quite ready to coach with me. And I have an incredible team of people who work with my clients on branding and social media and systems and launching, because, you know, we all want this big brand, but it takes a lot to build it. And I've done it not only for myself, but, you know, when I own my talent agency, I built actors and models. We're all businesses. We're all, you know, personal businesses. So how do we build that and scale it? So so I'm really excited about the membership site that we're launching, hopefully December 1st, knock on wood, because it's going to give people an opportunity to join the community, to join the Inspired Living Academy, to learn from me and my coaches, and, you know, at a rate that is feasible for someone who's a startup, or that will support them, you know, to expand all over the world. So I'm so excited about this. We're in the process right now of a relaunch and a rebrand. Lots of fun stuff. As we evolve and grow, we get to bring other people with us. So super excited about that.
Wow, I'm really excited too. I can't wait December 1st, everyone, because it's going to be exciting. And I need to be the first one to sign up, because definitely all of us need help. And on that note, are you targeting certain clients or anybody who is looking to expand themselves, whether they're musicians, whether they're writers, whether they're coaches themselves, whether they're inventors? Who will be best suited to this, to participate on this this new website that you're launching?
Well, Lizzie, I will say my target market is, you know, conscious women entrepreneurs that are expanding their voice in business. However, with that being said, I have worked with people. I just had an It Factor training, and it had three men, you know, women from all over the country. I work with people who have brick and mortars, people who sell products and services, because 8 out of 10 views online are video. And Inc. actually came out with an article a couple months ago saying that people are 67% more likely to buy a product or service after watching a video. So we're getting to the place now with all the digital marketing and the platforms that we have, that if you are not willing to be seen and you don't have a clear message, you're going to get lost. There's just too much out there. There's too many people out there. And so I don't believe in scarcity. I believe in abundance. There's 7 billion people in the world. So I don't say this to scare anyone, but I do say it that, you know what, if you continue to hide and you don't put yourself out there, you're going to really struggle to grow. So I think this membership platform, it's going to provide such great content, great community, feedback on really teaching you how to position yourself in your own niche to stand out.
I can't wait to be part of this membership. Now, for people that are watching or listening to us right now, I will have this transcribed, obviously, on our YouTube channel as well for people to be able to comment on our YouTube channel and obviously on your site as well. Harry, people that are afraid of doing videos, they think that video is not for them. They don't have the face, they don't have the looks, but they have an amazing business to share with the world. What is your word of advice to them? Because I hear this all the time. I don't mind doing the radio because nobody's going to see me, but do not video me because I don't look right. And how do you convince somebody that if they're not doing video, that it's just what you said, that their business is not going to go anywhere?
Yeah. I love this question because I too am faced with this question or this concern all the time. And I want to say to those people who are saying, you know what, who am I to be on camera? I don't look the part. First of all, this might sound a little harsh, but video is not about you. Video is not about you looking good. It's about you impacting someone else's life. It's about you breathing your wisdom, your genius, and helping someone create something better and different than what they have right now. It has nothing to do with what you look like. It has nothing to do with where you are in the world. Video, you being on camera is only impacting the other person on the other side. So you are just a vehicle, first of all. So we need to get out of our ego and get into our heart and really look at who we're serving and why we're serving them, first of all. Second thing is Oprah was told she didn't have a face for TV. Let me say that one more time. Oprah, you know, the little mogul that we know today, that she did not have a face for TV. J-Lo was told not to act, not to sing, that she would never make it. I am telling you something right now. If we listened to people's criticism, no one would be where they are today. And so to be on camera, you know, I get it. Trust me, I still look at the camera some days and, you know, I appreciate the compliments, but we all have that monkey chatter, you know, oh, I still have my baby weight. I look like this. I need this. I need that. We're not immune to it. We all have an ego and that's okay. It's healthy. But to understand that your message is so much more important, that the lives that you're impacting is so much bigger than what you look like. So I teach you through my membership, through my online training, through my two-day, I teach you how to dress, how to move, how to speak with confidence, how to get out of your head and shift into your heart, how to really make an impact on camera, and how to get past that, like I said, that monkey chatter that keeps you from showing up. Because I don't feel like that's an angel in your life, actually. I feel like that's the opposite. And we're all supposed to be, you know, here to make the greatest influence that we can, the greatest difference that we can.
Love it. Love it. It is funny because I've asked this question to other guests of mine, and this is the very first time I've actually heard it so clearly. Video more than the person that is front is the message. I love it what you just said. It's the message that you
Thank
have
you.
To deliver. It just put perfectly. And also, I never heard that Oprah was told that she wasn't good for TV. That is to me, that's a revelation. If she is who she is right now and was told not to be part of television and look her, then if she had an opportunity, my goodness, so do we. And who are we not to deprive ourselves from what we're supposed to be doing in this world? This is amazing.
Yeah, and she syndicated her own show. You know, she's the one who built her empire. You know, I mean, granted, it takes a team, but you know what? So many of the, quote, celebrities and influencers that we see today, they didn't wake up with a silver platter. You know, none of us are born with a success gene. None of us are, you know, destined for greatness. We get to choose whether we're going to be great or not. That is a personal choice every day, and no one can make it for you except you.
Love it. Love it. Wow, you guys are in for a treat, everyone, today. And if you just tuned in, everyone, if you're just wondering, who does Lizzie have on the show today? Well, you guys are missing out. Call us in. 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Everyone, this is a treat. Doesn't come by every day. Please take advantage. Ask your question. Ask just a comment. Perhaps you know her. You want to say hello. this is the opportunity, or social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio. We have, wow, over 2,000 people have reached this post. I love when those stats comes up. And also, don't forget, we will be playing music. Not to worry. We have a lot of MP3 people I've been sending. This is a radio station. And I have to give credit to my team. We have decided that every single show we will be playing 2 to 3. If we have more songs from people that are, they would like to get their music exposed, you know, they don't get that in other radio stations. Here at the Lizzie T Show, we are 150% that want to have their song played. Here we are supporting. I will be right back, everyone, with beautiful, gorgeous. By the way, I don't see you with a monkey face or whatever is it that you said, Kurt. Like, every time I look at your videos, you're perfect. I mean, I wish I could have
Thank
a bad
you.
Day like yours.
I I'll teach right. some good tips, too.
you need to teach me those. I'll be right back with the word of my sponsor.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
And we're back. I'm your host and the producer, one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Wow, I am so pumped up right now, so excited to have the privilege and honor to interview somebody like Carrie Murphy. My goodness, she is one of my idols, and I look up to her, and I will love to imitate everything she does. Obviously, I don't have the looks, but, I'm trying my best, everyone. So thank you so much, Carrie, for coming in today and sharing so much information with us. If you're interested to call us in, we'll still have a couple of minutes. We'll still have some time. 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. This is an opportunity, guys, that you are going to kick yourself once you realize who I have on the line today. And also, if you would like to comment on our social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio. And there is a radio button. You can listen to us live, or if this is recorded, you can listen to us later on, and or send us your question, your comment to radio@lizzie.ca. Carrie, one of the things that I love about you is when you share a lot of information in your TV show, and people are always mesmerized, that I am anyways, you're sharing so much content for free, basically, to people that, like myself or people that are trying to promote themselves. What is left of you? I know you have 20 years on your belt with so much, but if you're given so much information, that's one of the things that I've noticed about people that are sharing their business, or they're given exposed to the business. They share too much. When is there a limit? You probably know where I'm heading. When there is a limit to say, this is what I'm going to be sharing and this is what I'm going to be selling.
It's so funny that you asked that question, because for a while, because I do a lot of speaking at a lot of different conferences and entrepreneurial events, and I was so nervous to give away like what I consider like my golden nuggets, right? Like my juicy, juicy content. And here's what I've learned over the years, that there's a big difference between learning and implementing. There's a big difference between listening to something and actually learning and implementing it into your life. When I work with my entrepreneurs on camera, and I'm there in front of them, I'm working with them on their messaging, I am helping them show up, We are doing mindset shifts, and I'm there directing them and coaching them. I could tell someone everything to do, and they're not going to be able to implement without my help the way that they could, you know? So it's like any online course. I think it's great that we have access to so many different, you know, so much content these days. But again, how many of us watch something and really implement it, you know? And when we experience something through a live event, through something that is personal, through an organic experience of actually trying it on, it is so much different than watching it or listening to a course. So I never worry about it. Honestly, Lizzie, I love sharing content. I love giving away a lot of information. There's still so much to teach. So when you come to a two-day or you join the membership program, we have literally years of content to teach on social media and personal branding and messaging and video. And, you know, it could go on and on. So I don't really worry about it. I don't. I give a lot. So I build trust and people know that I'm there to really support them. But it is night and day between watching one of my videos on Inspired Living TV and coming to work with me.
And that's really what the trick is. You're given so much information, but probably 50, maybe 20% of what you give away, people are actually writing it down, capturing, taking notes. The rest is kind of just flies by them, goes in one ear and comes out in the other. And this is great at the moment. But what I can see you do is you're grabbing your when you do your coaching set, you're grabbing people by the hand and you are literally sitting down with them and going step by step. And that's a very customized coaching sessions that you have with people. And for people that are listening to us right now, I really don't want to forget, where can people reach you? How can they get in touch with you? If they're interested in having coaching sessions with you, where can they find you?
Well, I have a great tutorial on my website that teaches you how to create DIY videos that sell. I go through the 5 types of videos to use in business. And so you can go to my website, which is inspiredliving.tv. And when you opt in for that, you'll also join the Inspired Living community. You'll be the first to know about the membership site and other really exciting products and services and live events we're putting together in the next year. So we're in a major growth and expansion phase. So when you join our community now, you're really coming in at a very exciting time, because you'll get all the kind of behind the scenes knowledge and first glimpse and things that we're putting out there. You know, if you're really serious about coaching and you're here and you're listening and you're like bursting at the seams and really want to speak with me, I would say reach out to my team at hello@inspiredliving.tv, and we can schedule a call and see if we're a fit to work together.
So everyone is inspiredliving.tv. So I will have the links, everyone, for you to be able to link yourself and get in touch with this amazing lady. You are not going to regret it. This is going to be one of your best investments ever. Like I said, I just by following her on social media, on YouTube, I've gotten so much information. I've learned so much. Can you imagine just having her one-on-one? I mean, love to do that, by the way, Carrie, love to do that and fly to beautiful California and get some of the sun that we, especially at this time of year in Canada, December, January, February, it sounds phenomenal. I'm very contemplating that thought there. One of the things that we're starting to run out of time, everyone. I am so disappointed, by the way, that you guys have not called. You are going to miss this. One of the things that I noticed that we talked about earlier is about exposure. And we talked about having, for somebody who wants to promote themselves, we talked about TV. Is there anything else, a little tip that you can give us right now? People that are trying to promote their book or their singing career or their coaching, what other methods would you recommend to my audience that they might be able to use other than video?
Other than video, Lizzie, I don't know. Well, I think with anything that you do, it's really about consistency and messaging. So whether you are an author, a singer, an actor, a coach, a speaker, It is, who are you singing to? Who are you speaking to? Who are you trying to reach? And why should they care? You know, that WIFM, what's in it for me? I see so much of people promoting themselves, but no one wants another program, a service. You know, no one wants to buy something else unless it's going to help them get a result, make them feel better, look better, you know, easier, less stressed. So I guess what I would say to anybody is, you know, where are your ideal clients? What platforms are they on? And then how often are you getting in front of them and reaching them? It is a very, very noisy marketplace. There's over 4 billion views on YouTube every day. And again, I don't say this to intimidate anyone or to discourage you from getting out there, but your consistency and messaging is key to anything that you do. And don't wait for tomorrow. Don't say I'm going to lose 10 pounds or my website's not done yet. Start today. Just start. Get out your phone, you know, and just, you know, shoot a quick personality video to your community. People first, and that's another great tip, by the way. People want to get to know you, not your business. So, you know, I teach different types of videos that we use in business, but people will fall in love with you regardless of what you sell or what you do when they get to know you as a person. I want you to think about, you know, people like the Kardashians or singers mm-hmm. that you love, that you feel like you really know. That is why reality TV and voices and shows like The Voice are so popular, because you really get to know the contestants or the people on TV. So I'm not asking you to show everything in your life. And by the way, you know, for as much as we see some certain families on TV, we see a very small part of their life. So you don't have to, you know, unveil everything, but you do have to be strategic and you do need to be consistent and know what platforms to be on.
Love it. Love it. And it's true though. When the audience get to see you, get to know the real you, not just the fluff, not just the person that is behind the radio, not just the person that is behind a video, but the real you. But when you talk about your kids, I do a little live streams about my running, you know, how I learned how to run, and things like that really makes, and by the way, everyone, not everybody, not the 7 billion people in the world are going to love you, but there is a percentage, right? There's a percentage of people that will, and those are the ones that will identify with you. Those are the ones are going to buy from you, are going to become your clients, are going to buy your books, and I'm going to listen to your radio show or come to your radio show and be promoted by you and so forth and so on. So love your advice. This has been Carrie. I cannot thank you enough. You are to be congratulated, by the way. Your baby now is a year or almost?
She's almost a year and a half. She is 16 months.
Oh, my goodness. And I watched your videos with you going for a walk with her, and she is just gorgeous. Congratulations. Enjoy single minute, because they pretty soon they're 12s and 13s like I have, and you look back and you're wondering where the time goes. I want to thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada, for sharing so much information with us. Everyone, please connect with her. Inspired Living TV is her website. I just have pasted the links on my social media. It will be also on my website, lizzyt.com, and also on Twitter. Thank you so much, Carrie, for being here today. I know you have an extremely busy schedule, and you have spared more than enough time, more than I can bargain with me. So thank you so much. Any last word?
My pleasure. Just, you know, first of all, I just really want to thank you. And I want to tell you, because I hear what you're saying, I think you're beautiful. And I think video for you would be great. And I would be an honor to work with you. So know the invitation to come to California is there for you and waiting. And for your listeners, you know, again, if you heard something that ignited you, or you feel like, gosh, you know what, I know that there's something bigger than I meant to do, or there's a message that I meant to get out there, I'm just going to really encourage you to start, just to get it out there. If I looked back at myself 20 years ago, I couldn't have planned the life that I have today. And a lot of it comes from just faith and trust and, and really looking at how I want to be in the world and how I want to show up. And it's a practice, you know, it's forever, you know, growing and evolving. And so, you know, dream it, live it, be it. That's really, you know, what I build my company on. And I really encourage you to dream big, to live great, and to be extraordinary.
I'm going to be quoting you almost every day. Thank you so much, Kira. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you, Lizzie.
And that was amazing. My goodness, you missed it. So call me back and ask, can we have her again? I can't promise that. We'll continue with our musical section, Ashley J's. The song is Daria.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Honey, you just live inside your head. You can break, but you don't bend. You don't have to hide from me. Cause we can run.
And that was Ty Waters. We had him here maybe 3 weeks ago. What a voice. What an artist. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3, Ty. And congratulations on all of your achievements. We have next up, it is another song, one of my favorite, most romantic song. It is Dorian Shawn with the song, She Loves Me.
There she stands, brighter than the morning sun. Her shape, her hair, her face is all amazing. And where she is, that's where I wanna be. Her kiss, her touch, her sweet smile. I never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you waltzed right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk a straight line, give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. Way back yonder used to love them and leave them, but now, now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me. Riding on vows of love, my joy, my heart, my all. You're still amazing, and every day you get prettier and prettier, my love, my friend, my sweet wife. I never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you danced right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk straight line, give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. Way back yonder used to love them and leave them, but now, now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me.
Open gifts and smiles get brighter with all the love, the light gets lighter. Come along, you're on back for Christmas. It's Christmas.
And that is on our Christmas session, and it is definitely coming up the season. Halloween is over, and now we are going into our Christmas session. So if you would like to send us your MP3, please. Thank you, and for now, bye-bye, guys.
Are you okay?
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing...